DeAndre. Pick six. Miller in the end zone. To the house. Lining with a sack fumble. Rock and roll.
The unfortunate aspect of the 2016 season as it pertained to the offensive line is we never got to see the full offensive line together. And it started in training camp when Nick Martin went down with an injury and was placed on IR for the season. The second round pick out of Notre Dame has got a 12-year career in this league when he's healthy. Unfortunately, one of those years didn't happen in 2016 as he spent the entire year on IR. But Greg Mantz stepped up, the undrafted center out of Toledo a couple years ago, did a really fine job at center for this offensive line. But it was in week five when Dwayne Brown came back when everything started to come together. The offense struggled to run the football. When Dwayne came back, all of a sudden this offense turned it around and ran for 100 yards with regularity. Dwayne Brown has been the hallmark at the left tackle spot. He has been the foundation piece, and he is playing better than ever. He was outstanding, and when he got settled in the left tackle, everything sort of fell in place for the offensive line. Xavier Suofilo improved as the year went on and played his best football in the playoffs against the New England Patriots. If he builds off of that next to Dwayne, with Nick Martin coming back, hopefully Derek Newton can get rehabbed and healthy for 2017. Maybe you're looking at one of the better offensive lines from a run blocking perspective in the AFC. Now it's time to get that offensive line to a point where it can protect any quarterback that stands behind it and protect him well.